local team.
This meeting is being recorded.
Sorry, got the recording notification. So with me today is Scott Hilton, who is the audit supervisor, and then also Shayna Grove, who will also be speaking. And so we'll each be presenting pieces so that you can put names to faces. So again, thank you so much for the opportunity to present tonight, to come together. I think it's such a great part of the audit to be able to go through these results, to share such positive results, and again, just continue building those relationships. We're very open as an office, and it gives us a chance to say that. Logistically, as you can see, we do have a PowerPoint that is the main focus of our presentation. I think it's been a great piece of going remote in our audits of telling the right story. We also, like, where we want to focus. We also do provide a packet of information that really just supplements everything that we'll say verbally. So it's got everything in a little bit more detail, including the draft reports that are in that packet as well. But we will again highlight the results as we go through our slides. If we can start on the next slide, Shayna. So before we get specifically into the audits that we performed and talking through the results, we do just like to take a moment to pause and talk about why we see so much value in meetings like this and in our collaborative relationships with cities such as yours. The first is really a couple goals that we have as an office. And the first that I'd love to speak to is an increased trust in government. In our position, we see a lot of good in government, and we really take it seriously, our ability to tell that story. So that's why you'll see a lot of our reports, or all of our reports, are public facing. A lot of the information that we receive is available through a lot of different tools on our website to really help people be informed of the good things that are happening. The second is that while we are an independent agency, we really want to make sure we're very transparent in our examinations. We're always very open to share information about who we audit, why we audit, what we're looking for, share any guidance or answer questions. And so especially a meeting like today, really, we like to open it up, and there'll be several opportunities where if there are any questions or anywhere that we can expand, please feel comfortable to do so. Our contact information is also in that packet should you not want to ask in this meeting, but want to get information or something that comes up between audits. And our last goal that I wanted to talk about is improved efficiency and effectiveness of government. We see that most directly in providing personalized recommendations as part of the audit process, but we're really happy to provide a lot of those services outside of the audit. If there are questions that come up, as I said, we also have a couple non-audit divisions of our office that really work hard to see where we can bring the most benefit. And so there are a lot of trainings out there, different tips or tricks or guides or articles, wherever we can share emerging issues and things that we're seeing. And so hopefully you'll hear some of that as part of the process, or strive to go to look at our website and see kind of those other pieces of what we're trying to do to support what you are all doing on the day-to-day basis. So with that kind of high-level overview, I would love to pass it on, and we will talk more specifically about the audit that we performed.
Yeah, we just wanted to start with a thank you to the city. Not only did you work with us to complete this audit remotely again due to the pandemic, but also while experiencing the actual effects of COVID with your own staff being out sick. You also had the flooding and the sewer line break. So we just really wanted to express our appreciation for continuing on. Debbie always provided the documents in a timely manner. She kept an open communication in regards to what was going on with the city. So we always had clear expectations. So we really wanted to thank you for that collaboration with us, even while going so much else. So just want to thank you for that. So here we have the financial audit results. We completed a financial audit for fiscal year 2020. And these results can be found on pages 8 through 11 if you're following along in that packet. And there are kind of two pieces to the financial statement audit. The first one, we issue an opinion in accordance with regulatory cash basis accounting governed by the BARS manual. And so we're pleased to report an unmodified opinion. It's the opinion you want. It's the best you can receive. It provides assurance that your financial statements are stated fairly and are materially correct. And that second piece is we also issue a separate report over the preparation of the financial statements, or the internal controls and compliance of financial reporting. We don't issue an opinion on the effectiveness of the controls, but if any material weakness or significant deficiencies were identified, we would communicate those in this report. But as you can see, we noted no significant deficiencies in internal controls, nothing to be considered a material weakness, and no instance of non-compliance that were material. In this next slide, some required communication, just noting that uncorrected misstatements have been provided for review and no material misstatements were corrected by management during the audit. So any questions on the audit results, the financial statement audit results? This next slide is kind of information regarding Tracker. It's a transparency tool. Like Dina was mentioning, we like to provide tools. It's used to manage audit information and provide timely updates on prior audit recommendations. Just a quick way for anyone to see issues and any efforts being made to correct those prior issues. Obviously, going through our results today, there are none to update for the current audit. But through conversations with Debbie, she's aware of Tracker. She's used it before, so she can update any issues that still may be pending from the previous audit. Any questions on the Tracker? I'll pass it to Scott for some concluding items.
All right, well, thank you. So the report, like Dina mentioned at the beginning, is a draft report. And so we will be publishing those on our website. And what you see is what will be published, just won't have that watermark of the draft there. We like to present them to you ahead of when we publish them, so you are aware of what is going to be published and what's going to be available to the public. And then also you have the option, I know some of you are newer to the council, I believe, and you have the option to sign up for notifications of audit reports. Now, you're aware of this one coming out, but you could potentially sign up for any with other cities or local cities or other, port districts or anything like that that you want to sign up for. You can use that link that is also laid out in your handout as well, if you don't have time to write it down right now. And then also, we do take your opinions very seriously, too, and we want to provide the best possible service that we can. And so we will be sending out an audit survey like we do with all of our audits at the end. And that will be sent to Debbie and she can forward it to others. If anybody else would like to comment or has comments about our audit process or has any questions or concerns, you can put those in a survey for yourself as well. And we just encourage, any feedback is going to help us. This is still new, this remote auditing. We feel like we've been responded to other surveys to help improve the process. So any information that we can get from that is great. And then as I move on to some closing remarks, is that good news is that the audit costs that we quoted at the beginning of our audit, we will come in alignment with those and won't have any excess costs are not anticipated. So that's good news. And then the next audit is planned to be performed later this year. That one is a bigger audit. So we do accountability for public resources audits every 2 years for the city of Cedar Woolley. And we do the financial statement audit annually. So this year, like both Shana and Dina mentioned, we just did a financial statement audit, but next year we review accountability for public resources. And we can provide additional information about what those are, especially for people who are newer, if you have questions. Does anybody have questions about what that is or how that will come? Okay. Yeah, it just has a different focuses on compliance and processes and things like payroll, accounts payable. It is sort of a lot more of the day-to-day type stuff in those. And an estimate for that has been provided in the packet that we sent along as well. And those are estimates for budgeting purposes. It's not a quote, an exact quote. We will have an engagement letter when we get around to that point in the fall that will be more specific, but typically we're not very far off of those estimates that we provide. And that's all I have. Are there any questions, concerns,
Madam Mayor, I have a question, Councilman McGoffin.
Go ahead, Brendan.
Thank you. Thank you guys for the presentation, and Debbie, you're doing a great job. Thank you as well. I guess my question is, did you guys see any differences? Was it easier with us changing from an annual to a biannual budget since we'll be moving forward in that? Do you guys have any feedback on that?
From my perspective, it didn't affect the financial statement audit very much. It's a cash base. You guys report on a cash basis, and so our audits of the financial statements really just follow the cash that happens that goes in and out. And so for this audit, I didn't notice any effects. I don't know if Shayna, who was performing most of the work, noticed anything positive or negative necessarily, but. It may come up more in the accountability audit, because budget compliance is something that we consider more for those accountability audits. And also it's looked at just a little bit closer there.
Okay, thank you. And my second question was, is there anything that the finance committee or the council in general can do to help our finance department that you noticed?
These are good questions. I don't know that we have answers. No, I don't think that there was anything direct. I think even just your involvement in this process, in review of controls and things like that. But we had no recommendations regarding finance committee involvement or segregation of duties, oversight, anything like that. If anything's different, I'll make sure that the team has a chance to say, but nothing directly to your question.
Yeah. And specifically for the finance committee, our expectation is typically that finance committee will be aware of internal controls, specifically for this audit over financial reporting, but also in other areas of key accounting systems, systems of control, and also can provide feedback, set policy, ordinances, things like that to cover potential risks. Risk assessment is a big role that we see the council playing, and specifically the finance committee. Yeah, as always, more communication is always better. So, and questions are always good from our perspective. I don't know if Debbie wants to hear that, but we know there has been turnover. Like Debbie said, this is her first time around with Cedro Woolley. And so when there are changes, we think those are the times to take a closer look at the systems in place and the controls in place. One area of concern across the state and across the globe really is cybersecurity. And sometimes people don't know the right questions to ask in that area. And that would be an area of focus we would see across all of our entity types, cities, counties, ports, whoever, but it's a risk even for smaller cities like yourselves. So we have resources on our website. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah. And if I might, I might share that I might speak to, I've shared with Shannon that we are introducing a whole lot of new printing those processes, and those will be something that will make the finance committee aware of, but also those processes will be very much looked into in the accountability audit during the 2022 portion. So just kind of let you know that is something that the auditors always review when new ways of doing things are implemented.
If I could share a bonus as well, is we as auditors love to see documentation. If you're doing reviews, if you're having these conversations, keeping documentation of just the conversation a lot of times, so you can track back how you made decisions on different things, if you made changes, is really good.
I don't necessarily have a question. I just want to make a comment, and that's we greatly appreciate the feedback and any direction that you can give us as far as being better aware of how to maintain good audits and stay in good standing really with all laws and regulations. So thank you so much for taking the time, Dina and Scott and Shanna, for being here this evening. And also I want to commend Debbie and her staff. They are a great team. They're very transparent. They're very diligent, and they're very conscientious about the work they do. And I think that it is reflected in this audit. So thank you, Debbie, to you and your staff.
Thank you so much.
We would definitely agree. So if you're okay, I think we're good.
There aren't any... Okay, well, seeing no other questions, I think we can move forward. And I do recommend anyone, and has any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to myself. And of course, as you've heard, the auditors are always available, and they have lots of tools on their audit on the State of Washington auditors website that can become quite handy. So thank you everyone for taking a few minutes out of your evening to participate this evening, and we will see you at our next council meeting.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night.